Work with this demonstration of the Audio Game Hub, an experimental game using sound only. And to introduce the app, I thought I would just get VoiceOver here on my iPhone to read out the description that you have in the App Store.
Description, heading, Audio Game Hub is a set of 8 experimental arcade video games that use audio as their primary interface, making them accessible for both sighted and non-sighted users. Dive into a rich world of sounds and experience the unique collection of mini audio games. Close your eyes and let your imagination flow. Play in the casino. Attend a medieval archery contest. Escape the dark labyrinth. Fight the finest samurai warriors and improve your memory at the animal farm. Play it on your smartphone, tablet or computer. Audio games, slot machines, casino, archery, hunt, samurai tournament, up to 4 player, samurai dojo, up to 4 player, labyrinth, memory, animal farm, blocks, bejeweled. Think you can do it with your eyes closed?
Let me just press my home button to come out of the App Store.
Audio Game Hub.
Audio Game Hub. One finger double tap to open.
Audio Please Game turn the Hub. Accessibility mode off. Use headphones for best sound experience. Auckland University of Technology. Leofana University, Lunenburg.
Okay, and as the instructions said, voiceover off, so home button 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to the audio
game voiceover hub. Off.
Games menu.
Okay, welcome to the Audio Games Hub. And hopefully this will come through on the recording, but all the menus and sound effects will go left to right on stereo from left to right speaker. So that was in my left ear, so flick to the right on the screen.
Tutorial.
Okay, tutorial.
Upload high scores.
Upload high scores.
Support us.
Support us.
Settings.
Settings.
Credits.
Credits.
Close app.
Close app, and that's in my right speaker, my right ear now, because I'm using headphones. So I flick the right again. We can't go any further, so I flick back to the left.
Credits. Settings. Support us. Upload high scores. Tutorial. Games menu.
Yeah, that's my left ear, and if I go any further to the left, can't go any further. There's a tutorial for each of the games, and also for the main menu here to show you how to actually use the games. I'm not going to bother in this demo. What I'm going to do is play one of the games to show you what it sounds like. So I'm already actually on the games menu, but just let me make sure that you can hear it properly, and I'll flick to the right.
Tutorial.
Yes, tutorial. Flick back to the left.
Games menu.
There's games menu. One finger double tap.
Games menu. Slot machines.
Got slot machines in my left ear. Flick to the right.
Archery.
Archery.
Hunt.
Hunt.
Samurai tournament.
Samurai tournament.
Samurai dojo.
Samurai dojo.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Memory.
Memory.
Blocks.
Blocks. And that's it. So we've got 8 games. So flip back to the left.
Memory. Labyrinth. Samurai Dojo. Samurai Tournament. Hunt.
Okay, let's try Hunt, for example. One finger double tap on Hunt.
Hunt game menu. Start new game.
So I've got start new game. Flick to the right.
Tutorial.
Here's the tutorial for the game to let you practice how to use it.
High scores.
High scores. And further flicking to the right, I can't go any further, so flick back to the left.
Tutorial.
Tutorial.
Start new game.
Start new game. Now, I should say here that if I touch the top left-hand side of the screen...
Return.
I've got return to the previous menu.
Info. Info.
That's the top. Info.
Info.
Info. That's the top right-hand side corner of the screen. Bottom left-hand side corner of the screen.
Visual aids.
That's visual aids to turn the visual aids on or off on the screen. And the bottom right-hand side...
Settings.
...is settings, okay? So we're on new game. If I flick to the right on the screen...
Tutorial.
There's tutorial.
High scores.
High scores. And so flick back to the left.
Tutorial. Start new game.
And we'll start the new game. So one finger double tap.
Dear Archer, The Sherwood Forest is filled with animals of all kinds. We have to keep our jolly bowmen's stomachs full to defend ourselves against the Sheriff of Nottingham. You will hunt different kinds of animals, like wild boars, foxes, rabbits, and martens. The smaller and faster the animal, the more difficult it will be to hunt it. Let's see how good you are. Remember, the targets will move and become smaller with each round. Prepare for the next animal, a deer.
Okay, so I'm going to pull back my bow. And I'm going to move my finger around the screen until that beeping sound gets very fast. And then I'll release my finger off the screen and shoot my bow. Try that now.
Superb! Prepare for the next animal, a bear.
Okay, and of course the tutorial will tell you how to actually use your bow by pulling your finger back on the screen, of course. So, drag my finger down the screen. Is my bow ready? And is my target moving?
You can do better than that. If you wait too long, you might escape.
Pull the bow back. Shoot.
Superb! Prepare for the next animal, a wild boar.
Okay, bow back. Drag my finger around the screen. Shoot.
You missed. Ah. You've got two shots left.
Okay, pull bow back.
If you wait too long, it might escape. You missed. You've got one shot left.
Uh-oh. I'm about to lose this round. Okay. Bow back.
You missed. I think you need more practice, my dear bowman.
Hunt game menu. Start new game.
So top left hand side.
Return.
And double tap on that.
Games Return. Menu. Hunt.
Okay, now I said I was only going to play one game. As normal, I'm going to do one more game in the audio games hub.
Archery.
Let's try archery shooting for target shooting. One finger double tap.
Archery game menu. Start new game.
I've got start new game. Flick to the right.
Tutorial. High scores.
And of course, high scores. So flick back to the left.
Tutorial. Start new game.
Let's start a new game.
Welcome to the archery tournament of Sherwood Forest. You'll compete against a great many splendid archers from the entire Nottinghamshire. If you prove the best, Lady Marian's hand will be yours. Round one. You need 15 points.
Okay, so finger on screen, pull my finger down, wait for the target to be in the middle of the screen, shoot.
You've got 8 points.
Not too bad.
You've got 2 shots left.
Okay, so and again, the tutorial will tell you how to actually use the bow when you're doing the archery competition. So drag my finger down the screen and hold. I have to target them in the middle. Release.
10 points.
Oh,
you've got one shot.
Very good. Okay, so drag my finger down. Hold. Target in the middle. Shoot.
Perfect shot. You've got 10 points. Round two. This time, you need 16 points.
Okay, so drag finger down again. Hold. Wait for target in the middle. Shoot.
You've got 8 points.
Drag
You've
finger
got
down.
2 shots left.
Wait for target in the middle. Shoot.
You've got 8 points. You've got 1 shot left.
Drag finger down. Wait for target in the middle. Shoot.
You've got 8 points.
Round 3. You need 17 points.
Okay, let's keep playing, why not? So drag finger down, hold, target in middle, wait for it to come back, shoot.
You've got 7 points.
Blast.
You've got 2 shots left.
Okay, drag finger down, hold, wait for target in middle, shoot.
You've got 9 points. You've got 1 shot left.
Drag finger down, hold, shoot.
You've got 9 points. You've reached the quarterfinals.
Oh, good.
Round 4. This time you need 18 points.
Let's go with this round. So drag my finger down the screen, hold, wait for target in the middle, shoot.
You've got 7 points. You've got 2 shots left.
Okay, drag finger down, hold, shoot.
You've got 8 points. You've got 1 shot left.
Okay, drag finger down, hold, wait for target in the middle, shoot.
You've got 9 points. Round 5. This time you need 19 points.
Oh, how many rounds are there? Oh, we'll keep going anyway. Drag finger down, hold, shoot.
You've got 6 points. You've got 2 shots left.
I'm going to lose this round, so drag finger down, hold, wait for target in the middle, shoot.
You've got 4 points.
Whoops.
You've got 1 shot left.
I don't think I'm going to win this round, so drag finger down, hold, wait for target in the middle, shoot. Whoops, not good.
You've got 2 points.
Nope.
I think you need more practice, my dear Bowman. You're out of the tournament.
Gee, thanks, guys.
Your final score is 113 points. New high score.
Archery game menu. Start new game.
Now the same deal again. If I flick to the right.
Tutorial.
There's the tutorial, as in all games.
High scores.
High scores. Now I'm moving off there so I can get back to the main menu. So let me touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Return.
One finger double tap on return.
Games menu.
There we go, back to the games main menu. So just give you a reminder.
Slot machines.
I've got slot machines.
Archery.
Archery, which I just finished playing.
Hunt.
Hunt, the hunt game which we first played.
Samurai tournament.
And I should say Samurai Tournament is where you have to actually tap the screen and see who's the fastest to win the Samurai Tournament. Flick to the right.
Samurai Dojo.
Samurai Dojo is where you have to tap the screen so many times to win each round.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth is to find your way out of a maze. We're going north, south, east and west. Just flicking left, right, up and down on the screen.
Memory.
Memory is to memorize the animals in a farm and categorize them together.
Blocks.
Blocks is to sort blocks on a conveyor belt system. And that's it for the screen. So if I touch down the bottom right hand side.
Settings.
There's settings. Okay, so let me just double tap on settings.
Settings. Voice volume. 9.
Now remember, this is actually not using voiceover. This is a fully self-voicing game. So if I flick to the right.
Sound effects volume 9.
That's sound effects volume 9. The first one was
Voice volume 9.
If I flick down
8.
It's turning it down.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, flicking back up to 9.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9.
Okay, flick to the right.
Sound effects volume.
Sound effects 9. Volume. Flick down
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, there's 0, which is mute. Good. Flick up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9.
Actually, let me see if I can go any higher than 9.
10.
Oh, yeah.
10.
Up to 10. So flick back down to 9.
9.
Let's just test out volume.
Voice volume.
Flick
9.
Up.
Voice volume. 10.
Yep, it does 10 as well.
10.
So flick down.
9.
Flick to the right.
10. 9.
Flip to the right.
Sound effects volume.
Sound 9. Effects volume.
Ambient volume.
Ambient 7. Volume. 7. Flick up.
8. 9. 10.
So that's up to 10 as well, so I flick down.
9. 8.
Let's leave it on the 8.
Music volume. 7.
Music volume is 7. And again, of course, the sounds are going from left to right in my headphones stroke speakers. So if I flick down, this is the music
Six,
volume.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
And of course,
ambient
left.
Volume. Music volume.
Okay, no
zero.
Music. So flicking up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 7.
Okay, I'm going to leave it on 7. And that's it. Okay, so of course, to come out of the menu, top left hand side.
Return.
Is return. So double tap on return.
Return. Games menu. Blocks.
Okay, we're on blocks at the moment, because that's where we were when I first double tap on the settings on the bottom right-hand side of the screen. Let's do the top right-hand side of the screen for info.
Info.
I don't know why he has to whisper about info. Let's double tap on info.
To view the available menu options, swipe your finger left or right on the screen. To select an option, double tap in the middle of the screen.
Okay, if I flick to the right, flick to the left.
Memory.
We're back to...
Labyrinth.
The actual game's main menu.
Samurai Dojo. Samurai Tournament. Hunt. Archery. Slot machines.
Okay, and of course, if I want to exit the game, I can just press my home button. And to turn voiceover back on again, home button 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on Audio Game Hub.
And I'm back to my home screen with the Audio Game Hub app in focus, ready to one finger double tap and play again. So that completes the demo of the Audio Games Hub. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.